Thank you for tuning in to Angela Heavenly Amen Podcast. This is your host, Angela, and I pray that you are having a wonderful weekend, and I pray that you've had a blessed week. But you know how I do it. I jump right on into the podcast. But today we have a special guest. We have, we have my husband. And it's so funny, you guys. He actually have on a Superman t-shirt today. And he have been acting like Superman. So in a good way. So I just wanted to interview him because he has lots of wisdom. And as you know, I married a pastor, and then by me being a pastor. So we're just going to glean from what he has to offer to us today. Thank you, Carl, for being with us today. I'm praying that you are doing well today. So we're going to just jump right on in it. So being 64 young, what would you tell your younger self?
Being 64 years young, what would I tell my younger self? To listen. To be a good listener. Listen to the things that are around you, and most of all, listen to your heart. Don't try to do things from your mind, but listen to your heart. The things that God placed into your heart, those are the things that we need to accomplish each day.
So what is one of the things that you wish you would have listened to?
One of the things I think I would listen to with my mama. Oh. You know, mothers are very important. Fathers are very important. As we were young, mama used to say three words, mark my words. And there was times we didn't listen to what she was saying. And boy, and did it come through. It came to pass. And then you wish you would have listened. I think throughout the years of growing up, being a teenager and, you know, middle school, high school and all, and things mama told us, you know, even we were a young adult in our 20s, mm-hmm. What relationship was good for us and which relationship wasn't good for us. Mm. But she never scorned us or judged us. She was there to love us. Mm. And every time we looked at her when it happened, the only thing you can think of, she says, I told you so, but she won't say it. you know that look, you know, like you want to say, I know you told me so, you know. Uh-huh. So, but anyway, but she loved us through the whole thing and knowing that everything would be better. Because without the trials and tribulations, how do you expect to grow or build character?
That is so true. So let me just ask a quick question. When you say relationship, can you tell us what was one of the relationship that your mom tried to warn you about, but you went on and dated that woman? Can you give us an example?
Yes. There was a girl I thought I was head over heels in love with. And at the end of the day, it was puppy love and I was the puppy. It was someone who wasn't right for me. She, you know.
Why you knew she wasn't right?
You know, I mean, because my mama said she wasn't right. And then the things that we went through, the different affairs she had and, her family. And it just wasn't the right time for that relationship. I think sometimes when God put people in your life, mm-hmm. we need to really pray about it because he put them there for you to be a witness to them, mm-hmm. not to make them your boyfriend or girlfriend.
Or husband or wife.
Mm-hmm. But we think that was a God-sent thing, but it wasn't at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. It may have felt good at the beginning, mm-hmm. but the end of it was not nice. So, you know, you learn those things to learn that when God has something for you, you will know that he has something for you and that person for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and we're still talking about relationship, guys. So your mom told you that the girl wasn't the one. There was all kinds of stuff happened. And at the end of the day, your mom was right. So can you tell us how you know when the right person is for you?
I believe the way I think that when you would know when the right person is for you is when they share some of the values that you have. The Bible said, how can two walk together unless they agree?
You better say that.
You know, how can they walk together unless they agree? And sometimes, you know, anyone can come into your life. Mm-hmm. But there's times when someone come into your life, you know, you would know because you have to pray about it. And if that person has has something that God has shown you, and He has already placed in your spirit, then you will know. You can't go wrong from that. So we need to be very careful how we chose and let God chose the person for us. And when God does something, it always pans out right.
So can you tell a guy, if a guy was listening, or even a female, what is some of the characteristic that they need to look for in that person that they want to spend their life with?
Bless anyone you. That is just looking for sex right off the bat, it ain't the one.
Right. I agree.
Because sex would never solve a problem in your marriage. It'll just be sex. Right. If that's all you got is sex and you ain't got nothing. Someone that has, look, see how they treat their mom. Look how they treat their dad. Yep. But most of all, how they treat others.
That's a good character. Look how they treat their parents and the person around them, okay?
And someone that is giving and forgiving.
Oh, that's a big one.
Someone that is willing to forgive. And if they forgive others when others done something to them, and how quickly they do it, and if they continue standing on the word, everything they do has to be stood upon the word of God. If you don't see those things at all, then, you know, it's not for you. You know? Because eventually that person is going to turn in your life.
Turn against you.
Yes.
Okay. What are some other things that they need to look into, look for in a person that they want to spend their life with?
You know, I heard a man once say, you want to check their credit?
Yep.
You want to check if they got any outstanding loans?
Yep.
You want to see if they got any school debt?
Yeah.
You know, do they got a job?
Yeah.
You know, do they live with their mama or their daddy?
Yeah.
Or do they have their own place? Do they have their own car? Are they renting a car? You know, you want to see those things. Are they involved in the community?
And do they?
Are they paying it forward, whether they're getting nothing back or not? Can they do something without looking for something back? Those are some of the important things what I like to see.
What about loving God?
And loving the Lord has to be on the top. The Lord more than you're going to try to love me.
I totally agree.
Because at the end of the day, ain't nobody can love you better than the Lord.
Right, right.
Even my own wife can't love me like the Lord. I cannot love her like the Lord. The Lord loves her more than I could ever love her. So that person will have to be sold out for the Lord, but knowing how to bring it together so that you both can walk in the love of God and have that love for each other and things will work out.
Okay. So what did you want in a wife when you got married?
Someone that is loving, kind, someone that was a giver, someone that was a nurturer. Someone that was willing to please the Lord in all what they do. Someone who is not nosy, complaining, murmuring. Someone that chose God's words over everything in this world.
So that's what you look for in a wife. Okay. And then that can be flipped. That's what a woman can look for in a husband. Okay. So you all heard it here from a male point of view. You heard it. You can flip it from a female point of view of what to look for in a relationship to make it solid. Okay? We want solid relationship, long-lasting, loving relationship. Well, thank you so much, Carl, for hanging out with us today. We truly appreciate you.
My pleasure.
Thank you all. Please subscribe. Please give. Please share this podcast on your social media, because you know what? You know you're popular. So I see you next week. God bless you. And know that God has something great in store for you. Bye-bye.